USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Senate will vote next week on the National Security Supplemental Bill, which includes a bipartisan deal on border and immigration restrictions. Schumer saying the text of the agreement will be made public as soon as Friday or as late as Sunday, and that he plans to set up a vote on the legislation next week, and that will occur no later than Wednesday. President Biden is honoring the U.S. troops who were injured and lost their lives in an Iran-backed drone strike earlier this week. Three service members were killed while stationed at a U.S. military outpost in Jordan, and over 30 were injured. The president speaking at the yearly National Prayer Breakfast on Capitol Hill.
Jill and I will be at Dover Air Force Base to receive the dignified transfer of their bodies. They've raised their lives in harm's way. They risked it all. And we'll never forget the sacrifices and service to our country, that the dozens of service members who were wounded and are recovering now.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is sending members of the Florida National Guard to the Texas-Mexico border. He's seeking to deal with the surge of illegal immigrants at the southern border. Speaking Thursday in Jacksonville, the governor says he's seeking to protect his state and the country from the dangerous impact of illegal immigration.
Today, we are going to fortify our presence along the southern border. We're providing up to one battalion of Florida National Guard, as well as our first ever deployment of the Florida State Guard.
Boeing is being sued by shareholders following last month's door plug blowout and an Alaskan Airlines flight. The lawsuit alleges Boeing misled investors about potential serious safety lapses. The class action lawsuit is being led by the Rhode Island Attorney General. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
A federal judge in California is rejecting a lawsuit by pro-Palestinian groups seeking to force the Biden administration's hand.
They want the White House to put a stop to the Israeli military offensive in Gaza, which has left more than 26,000 Palestinian civilians dead. In dismissing the case, U.S. District Judge Jeffrey White said he did not have jurisdiction over the matter. However, he agreed it would be better for the U.S. to influence Israel toward a cease in hostilities with Hamas. The judge stated his concern that claims accusing Israel of genocide in Gaza may become, quote, plausible in the public eye. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The new free application for federal student loan aid will be delayed this year. The U.S. Department of Education saying students and families likely won't see their college financial aid packets until the first half of March. Louisiana Republican Congressman Bill Cassidy weighs in on the issue.
The GAO has begun their investigation. And as ranking member of the Health Committee, my office is also launching a hotline, a website, for students, guidance counselors, financial aid administrators, and others to report issues they are having with the FAFSA process.
A year after their final tour, the Grateful Dead offshoot Dead Company will take up residence at the Las Vegas Pier. The residency kicks off May 16th and runs through June 22nd. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.